legal question that needs an answer? Listen out to Chester's D Radio to hear from Oliver & Co solicitors on The Legal Show. Their team of experts can help.
Thursday morning, the first Thursday of the month, no less. So it is our legal hour with Oliver & Co. And I'm very pleased to welcome back Laura Corrigan, who's a conveyancing solicitor at Oliver & Co. Morning, Laura. And I'm sorry you've got a bit of a cold going on here. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, not great for the time of year, really. But yeah, a little bit of a sniffle, but nothing that will get in the way of today.
you're here and smiling and full of knowledge. So we're going to be talking about conveyancing and what actually happens between us saying to you, we're buying a house, can you be our conveyancing solicitor, please, and us paying you. So quite a lot happens in between those two things. But first of all, just in a nutshell, in a paragraph, if you can, just tell us what conveyancing is.
So conveyancing is the process of buying, selling, remortgaging or transferring equity from in property. So it's the process that you go through when obtaining property, essentially. Like I said, the main ones are buying, selling, remortgaging and transferring. But the conveyancing process is going through that process of transferring property from one person to another.
Okay, so there's a lot of legal I's and T's that have to be dotted and crossed. And you do that during the conveyancing process that when we move in, everything is done and there's no nasty shocks or surprises.
All done and dusted on the day of completion.
Lovely, excellent. We'll find out exactly what happens with Laura in just a few moments. And Laura Corrigan is here, a conveyancing solicitor from Oliver & Co. We're talking about conveyancing, and you define conveyancing brilliantly for us in a couple of sentences before that song, Laura. So we've decided what we're going to buy. We've found a house we love. We've had an offer accepted. So we come to you and we say, right, I'm buying this house. Can you do all the legal necessities for me? And you say, yes, of course I can. What exactly do you do for your money and where do you start?
So one thing I always say is that clients, yes, they are coming to us for conveyancing, but that's not what they're buying. What they're actually buying from us is, you know, the time, the effort, the efficiency, the straightforward, you know, legal talk. We don't want it to be this big complicated process where they say, what have I actually paid for? We do all the legal work, but the main thing we like to offer is client care. That's the biggest thing. So when clients come to us, they will speak to our new business team. So our new business team provide all our quotes for the department. So it's a team of four ladies, none of which are legally trained, so they can talk to clients on a human-to-human basis. They don't offer any legal jargon or legal advice or anything like that.
Because you solicitors can slip into legal jargon without realising it.
Quite easily when you're talking about it day in, day out. They'll do the quote, they'll do any questions that the client's got, and then they'll send the quote over by email so clients can see it. It's fully inclusive, fixed fee, so all the fees are on there, so you know exactly what you're paying from the outset. Because sometimes you might go to places where they say, oh, we didn't realise, so we've charged you an extra £100 plus VAT for that. We don't do that. We have it all set out in the quote. So that goes to the client by email. They can have a look at it in their own time. And if they decide they want to go ahead, there's a button on the bottom of the email which they can click to instruct us. Once they instruct us, we open a file, we generate all the paperwork. The paperwork can either be emailed to client, they can fill it out digitally, or if the clients would prefer to have it posted to them, they can, you know, we can post it, they can sit down and fill it out with pen and paper and post it back to us. So that's the main basis of the start of the file is getting the client onboarded.
Got you. So you need to know a lot of information, so we'll fill that out for you. And then what do you do with this information?
So we really look at what the client is doing. So if they're purchasing, selling, remortgaging, are they using a mortgage? Are they cash buyers? Are they having a gift from mum and dad? Have they got any ISAs? Help to buy ISAs? Are they doing something a little bit different? Are they doing renovation works? Are they buying a repossession? So we really do a lot of fact finding in the start to make sure that we're on the same page, we know what they're buying and we can help them with that. So like I said, every case is different, so what you think might be a straightforward purchase might actually turn out that it's a repossession, and it's a leasehold flat, things like that, that you might not know as on the surface as a client who's just gone to view a property with an estate agent, but actually once we get the sales memo and start checking the title, we could actually say, oh, hold on a minute, the seller that's on the title isn't the person that's selling via the sales memo, so what's the difference? And then we'll liaise with the solicitors and they'll say, oh, it's a probate sale or it's a repossession, and you know, these are things that we need to know so that we can protect you when you go to buy the property, because you know, off the back of that, you say, well, actually, I don't want to buy a repossession. I don't know what condition it's in, because a seller might have no knowledge of the property. So every case is different, but we really do a deep dive into each and every property to make sure what you're buying is, you know, perfect.
I suppose the theory is that there'll be no surprises for the buyer when they move in.
That's
either on moving in date or later down the line when they suddenly get a charge, for example, for
exactly.
for a service charge, or you know, that they find, for example, the right of way access isn't exactly where they thought it was for taking the bins out, that sort of thing.
Yeah, things like that. So we want to make sure that the client is fully informed of everything going forward. So that is, that's the bulk of what we do. So we'll do all the fact finding, we'll raise necessary inquiries. So they're questions to either the buyer solicitors or seller solicitors. They're questions that we'll raise about things like service charge, ground rent, how do you take your bins out, if the property's had an extension, if you've got planning permission, if you've got building regs, you know, we order searches. So the water search might come back and say you're not connected to mains water, or foul and surface water don't drain from the property. Okay, how do they drain? Is there a septic tank? So there's so many different variants for every single property, and each one we will have a look at and make sure that what you're buying, you know exactly what you're buying, so that when you do move in and you go, hold on a minute, there's a septic tank in the garden, what do I do with that? You know exactly what you're buying.
Okay, and how long, I know this is a very difficult question to answer, but on average, how long does this entire process take from the day we say to you, yes please, I want you to be my conveyancing solicitor, to you saying, here are the keys?
So we say on average it's 8 to 12 weeks. But every case is different, and some can be much quicker, some can be much more time consuming. So if you're buying something that is a freehold sale, then yeah, absolutely 8 weeks. We could arrange that, no problem. If you're buying like a leasehold or a new build or something a little bit more complex, out in the sticks, something like that, then we would probably say you're looking at 12 weeks plus.
Or if you're involved in a chain.
Yeah, chains can be particularly challenging because, you know, you're buying and selling, but you don't know where in the chain you are. You could be right at the bottom, you could be right at the top, and there could be, you know, numerous other people involved in that chain, and we don't know where they're up to. So, like I was saying before, someone at the top of the chain could be ready to go, but the bottom of the chain haven't instructed yet. So it's really, yeah, each one is different, and we stay on average 8 to 12 weeks.
Okay, well, that sounds fair, and I bet you have a lot of stressed clients, don't you?
Sometimes.
Because isn't it, moving house is one of the most stressful things, however well it's managed, that we can go through.
I think if you've got a particular date in your mind and you don't want to be or can't be particularly flexible for whatever reason, then of course it's going to play on your mind, and we can only accommodate as much as we can because we've got so many variants to contend with. But yeah, I think a lot of people, like, you know, families in summer holidays, they want to move in summer. Absolutely no problem. We can do that. At what point in summer, if you've got a pending summer holiday, we can try and work around that. And of course, you know, clients always get the option of which day they want to complete on, but sometimes you do need to be a little bit flexible.
Yeah, okay. I suppose the more flexible you are, the less stressed you'll be in the long run.
Absolutely.
Because we're not like, it's got to be the 27th of April that I move in or whatever, and then it can't be, you know, and then things start to go. If you're saying, well, you know, any time in May is fine.
When it happens, it happens. We'll always try and do it as quick or as slow as they need. Sometimes clients, for example, in rented accommodation say, I've got a 3-month notice period. My landlord's said I can't move out until, you know, mid-July. Then absolutely we can make the chain aware and say, yeah, we need to slow this down, but otherwise clients often say, I need to be in by the end of this month, or I need to be in by a set date, and we can try and speed it up as much as we can. But yeah, sometimes you do get the alternative where people say, I don't want to move in yet, I've got too much to do, or I've paid rent, can we slow it down? So you do get it on both sides.
Yeah, of course. Okay, we'll talk some more in just a second with Laura Corrigan, who's a conveyancing solicitor with Oliver & Co. Laura Corrigan is a conveyancing solicitor with Oliver & Co. She's still here, just a few more things to talk about, including the fact that Oliver & Co. have an app. So as a client, we can follow the conveyancing process and what's happened on this app.
Yes, it's very, very clever. So as I mentioned before, with the quote and the onboarding, it links to our app. So clients can download the app onto their phone. And basically what it is, it's a timeline of progress. So there'll be key stages in the process that, when, for example, a mortgage offer comes in, we'll update the app. Clients will get a push notification to say your mortgage offer's in. you should be expecting a mortgage report, you know, today or tomorrow. Similarly, when contracts are exchanged, they'll get a notification to say, you know, they will already know all this because we will, of course, told them, but they'll get a push notification so they know exactly where they're up to in the case. And what we found is that clients absolutely love it. They don't need to call us to check in to say, you know, I've not heard from you for a few days, where are we up to? Because the app will tell them we're waiting on inquiries or we've ordered searches, they're not going to be back for 10, 15 days. So clients can see clearly where we're up to and how much we've got left really of the process to go.
Well, that's a lot of peace of mind, because as we said before, it's one of the most stressful things you can do is move house, especially if you're selling one and buying one at the same time. Yes. And you know, it all needs to happen on the same day, because most people are not in a position where they're going to have two houses on the go at the same time. So you need to be getting the funds from one to buy the next one.
Yeah,
can be very stressful. So great to be able to just log on to the app and see where we're at during the process. Mm-hmm. And then on completion day itself, what happens in your office? There's money coming in, going out all over the show, I guess.
Yeah, there is. So it really depends on what the client's doing again. So if they're just purchasing, we'll have all the funds in the account on the day of completion. So that will be a makeup of the mortgage advance, client's deposit, any fees, you know, things like stamp duty, our fees, they'll all be in our client account on the day of completion. What we'll do is we'll come into the office first thing in the morning. If we've already exchanged, we'll send the money to the seller's solicitors. They'll confirm that they've received it. They'll give us a call and we'll call the client and say, you've completed, you can go and pick up the keys from the estate agent. If you're selling and buying, it's slightly different, same basis, but we have to wait for the money to come in on the sale. So that'll come from your buyer's solicitors. So the money will come in. We'll make all the necessary payments. So we'll redeem your current mortgage, pay your estate agent, take our fees. We'll transfer whatever's left onto the purchase file. You might have a new mortgage advance, which will already be sat there waiting. We merge the sale equity, so the equity from the sale, with the mortgage advance, and then we'll transfer all of that to the seller's solicitors. And then again, same process. They'll confirm that they've received it. We ring client and say, we've now completed on your sale and your purchase. You can go and collect your keys. And normally by this point, they're already moving out of the sale. They hand their keys to the estate agent, and then they'll take the removal vans onto the new property and then start unpacking again.
That's the exciting bit. That's the bit we've waited 8 to 12 weeks for.
Yeah.
So after completion, you've got a post-completion team, Oliver & Co. So what do those guys do?
So again, it's one of our unique selling points is our post-completion team. So post-completion is dealing with the land registry, making sure that your stamp duty is paid, making sure that you apply the necessary things to the land registry. If you're doing something a little bit different, so for example, if it's a first registration, so if the property has not been registered before, they'll do all of that. If you're holding the property in a certain way, so things like tenants in common, or you're holding as percentages, or you've got a declaration of trust, all that has to go to the land registry. There might be restrictions on the title in favour of a management company. So it's not just, you know, hi, I'm Gavin, I'm buying this property, can you update the title? It's not as easy as that. So we have a team that is dedicated to doing that. And yeah, they'll liaise with the land registry in terms of when the title deeds are coming back, if we need to make any changes, if we're adding somebody onto the title. So we have this dedicated team that deals with all of that, because it is quite time consuming and quite complicated.
It does sound but it sounds like you're across it all. And you're an award winning team, the conveyancing team at Oliver & Co.
Yes.
I never knew there was such a thing as the National Conveyancing Awards, but there is.
There is, yes. So on the 12th of March, me and the head of department of land, we went down to London. So we entered into three categories at the British Conveyancing Awards. So we entered Customer Service Champion, Best Place to Work, and Conveyancing Firm of the Year North. It was our first time entering, and we won the award for Conveyancing Firm of the Year North, which is a massive award.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. And then we were highly commended for Best Place to Work and Customer Service Champion. So out of everybody that was there, we walked away with the most, you know, awards, essentially. A lot of people only enter one category and didn't win, but I'll say it was first time luck, because we were sat on one of the tables right at the front, and we thought, this can't be a coincidence.
Well, you'll know if it was first time luck when you win again next year,
hopefully.
So we're moving house. We want to get hold of the award-winning conveyancing team at Oliver & Co. How do we do that?
give us a call. You can pop into our office on Foregate Street and speak to reception or speak to new business, or give us a call on the main office line, and we'd love to hear from you and provide you with a quote.
Great. Laura, lovely to see you.
Thank you, and you.
Laura Corrigan is a conveyancing solicitor at Oliver & Co.
Got a legal question that needs an answer? Listen out to Chester's D Radio to hear from Oliver & Co. solicitors on The Legal Show. Their team of experts can help.